English Zone Podcast. Welcome to English Zone Podcast. This program is designed for those who want to learn English by listening online. The best way to practice English listening is to download lots of content to your iPod or any other MP3 player. Now, on to the stories.
Well, I think Asia is taking over Hollywood. I think that there's incredible talent coming out of Asia right now, and so many incredible filmmakers and also incredible films just being made here. But Ang Lee is from Taiwan, right? But you're all proud of him, right? He made an incredible film. He made one of my favorite films in a long time. For me, I would actually love to come and shoot a film here. I think that your architecture is so incredible, and there was a film called Lost in Translation that shot here that was so incredibly beautiful for us to watch in America. But so secretly, I think I would love to come and work here, just to come and spend a longer period of time here.
What sort of offers do you mainly get these days? Is it for glamorous roles or non-glamorous roles? And what is it that tells you inside, yes, I must do this movie, I'd like to do it?
I can't speak for other actors, but I don't think we think in those terms. I don't think we read material and go, oh, a great glamorous part, or a great non-glamorous. That's so irrelevant. It's the material and the character that is what drives you in making a decision, or a story that puts a lump in your throat and you can't forget about it. It's not whether you're going to wear high heels and fishnet tights or be dragged through mud. It doesn't work that way.
はい、よろしいですか?
イオン・フラックスではとても力強い女選手を演じていらっしゃると思うんですが、キャラクター自身とシャーリーズ・セロンさん自身の共通点とか相違点があればそれぞれ教えていただきたいんですけども、あともし今後、自由に何か役を演じれるとすればどういった役を演じたいと思っていらっしゃるかお伺いしたいです。お願いします。
I think that there's something about Ian Flux that constantly questions her world and her surroundings and the people and her government and the circumstances that she finds herself in, and that she's not afraid to think for herself. She's not somebody that kind of just follows what her leaders are telling her is the right thing to do, and it's really the primary reason why she is willing to be an assassin, is to kind of fight with these rebels against a leadership that has, in her mind, are responsible for people going missing, people having this unbearable sadness within themselves that they can't explain. To put it in simple terms, there are a lot of questions out there that nobody can answer. And she questions that, and I think that there's a part of me that's very similar in the sense that that's always alive in me and has always been alive in me, and I'm grateful to have had a mother who raised me that way, to think for myself and to ask questions no matter how big they are or how scary they are. So there was something nice about playing somebody who would go as far as, you know, working with a rebel group and work as this incredible fighter for freedom, which I don't know if I have inside me that much, but the mental thoughts that she had was something that I could very much relate to. I'm not one of those actors that walk around with this perfect character, this dream character in my head that I would like to portray one day, and I've never had that. I like the idea of reading material and being completely surprised by whatever that character is and whatever story she might be, that just for whatever reason it may be, where I am in my life or whatever the character has to face, that makes me want to enter that world and makes me want to play that person, that I don't have any dream in my head as as long as it's a good story and a good character and a good filmmaker, I'm there.
チャールズ・セロンさんの、まあ、今までの生きてきた考え方とか生き様がまさに女優という仕事で私たちから見るとアカデミー賞を2度もノミネートされていてさまざまな役柄にチャレンジされているので天職かというふうに思うんですがご自分ではどういうふうにお考えですか
I hope so. I don't know what else to do. I love it, you know, and I think it's such an incredible gift to be able to do the job that you really truly want to do and that happens very rarely and I never take that for granted and so the fact that I can do the job that I love so much is incredible.
Thank you for listening to English Zone Podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by English Zone. To find out more, visit www.englishzone.jp.